I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Winning percentage at .889 in all of baseball. And now, to talk about them, is Dave Fleming joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line. And it's brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. Dave, good morning to you, sir. How about this team, huh? 8-1, no doubt, at the start of the season. You were like, you know what? I'm feeling an 8-1 start and a sweep against not only Houston and Seattle. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, it's fun times. I don't know that I did see that coming, but I think I told you all before opening day that I expected this to be a good team, and they had a nice thing going. And even when we talked, last week before the home opener, what a great road trip that was, and how it seems to have built already like a chemistry with the team, and not just chemistry, but a belief that, hey, we have a good group here and it's not all on any one individual. I think what you guys were just talking about there before you brought me on is true. Like, there are a bunch of players who haven't gotten off to good starts. And I think it's a testament to how the Giants are constructed that they don't need contributions from everybody. They're deep enough to where they can survive that, and where those players who are struggling don't feel the weight of the world on their shoulders. Like, hey, yeah, my teammates got me. I'm good. That's a pretty good feeling early in a year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And like, I think the Willy Adames acquisition is like a headliner acquisition, and obviously Posey and all these other things. Normally, Elliot Ramos would have been under tremendous scrutiny coming into this year, right? Like, wow, first Giants homegrown all-star in the outfield in 30-something years. Jung Woo Lee, the high-priced free agent from a year ago, and he got hurt and he barely played. Both guys came into the year just kind of flying under the radar, and they've been outstanding. And then I look at the other outfield spot, the Matos and Yastrzemski contributions have been tremendous. Their outfield production right now is through the roof.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, through the roof. Like, the outfield is carrying the offense at the moment. And, yeah, Chapman's gotten off to a nice start. He's done some good things. Adames has had some big hits. Wilmer, I don't know where you put him, what category you put him in, but obviously Wilmer has done some awesome things. But it's been the outfield. You're right. And I think it's a good point that those guys would have felt more pressure without Adames, without some of the other stuff that got a lot of the attention during spring training. And so maybe it did allow those two in particular, Ramos and Lee, to just focus on being prepared for the year, not worrying about, you know, what's the bar, what's the expectation level. Because both those guys have been outstanding. I think Ramos is now, in my mind, like, I think we kind of know what we're going to get. He's not going to be running a 400 on base percentage. He's not going to take a ton of walks. He's an aggressive hitter, but he's going to hit the ball hard. He's going to hit for power. He's going to spray it around. He's shown some two-strike hitting ability. He's hit right-handers, which is really encouraging, because last year, the thing that scared me the most about last year was that so much of his damage came against lefties, and it's hard to be an everyday guy if that's the case. And this year we've already seen him with a lot of his power production against right-handers. That's a really good sign. But not to discount Ramos, Jungwoo Lee's been awesome. Just awesome. And a total energizer for this team, playing on both sides of the ball, really playing well out in center field and playing without fear of that injury. Looked comfortable at the plate, good take, confident. Very excited about where Jungwoo Lee can go from here.
Darn it, Dave Fleming here on the River Islands Guest Line, voice of the San Francisco Giants. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, this is a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. And Dave, you just mentioned it there, Jungwoo Lee, which brings me to this conversation, speed right now. I know it's early, 9 games in, but Giants are 6th right now in all of baseball and stolen bases at 12. Talk to me about that different, you know, dynastic, you know, little part of this team right now. The speed, we have the power, but I haven't seen a Giants team with speed in I don't know how long, like legit too. Like, I know that they have players that are fast, but top to bottom where I'm looking at, like, hey, you know what? I got Jungwoo Lee. I know Chapman can run a little bit. I know I got Tyler Fitzgerald. Like, that aspect for this team and where it can go further, talking about, you know, getting players on base and then moving them over. And I've been seeing that so much more too. I know Joe likes to talk about it. Just runners on second and third, less than two outs. Wow, we can manufacture runs again. Talk to me about that and the that new element for this team, speed.
Yeah, play the game. You know, play baseball. Play the game. Get a run across against a good team. Get a lead early. Changes the dynamic of the game. Changes how both managers manage. Changes what relievers you see. I think that kind of stuff gets hidden if all of your analysis comes in, like, the macro, the big picture. You do lose sight about how one game changes the way that it's played based on getting a run or two and having a lead at a certain point in the game. I thought there was a huge play yesterday in the game, and I don't know, I haven't read the game stories yet this morning. I don't know if it got mentioned. But Luis Matos was playing left field, and Camilo Doval was really struggling. And that double goes down the left field line, and Cal Raleigh, who's, you know, he's a catcher, he's not fast, but he's not the slowest pitcher in the game. And if that ball goes to the wall, Cal Raleigh scores. It's 5-4 Mariners. And the Giants see Andres Munoz in the bottom of the ninth inning, not the guy that they saw. And Andres Munoz is a monster. And the game is probably over. And we're not talking about 8-1. But Matos cut that ball off. And I think, you know, I'm giving him credit for an excellent defensive play to keep the game tied. But I'm also making the point of, like, that one run that the Mariners didn't score came through the Giants' face and changed their odds of winning that game dramatically, in my opinion. And I think that's where the, quote, little ball, small ball manufacturer run can be underrated. I think it can change the way you play game to game. The other thing about what you're talking about speed is, and I didn't update this the last day or two, but as of, like, Friday or Saturday, the Giants were, by FanGraphs or one of those that I look at, the number one base running team in the game, number one. And they had gone first to third on a single on all but one of their opportunities this year and scored from second on a single on maybe all but one or two in the first week plus of the year. And so it's not just base stealing. I mean, the base stealing number shows up and it's obvious and you look at it and it's easy to see. But this has been an outstanding base running team so far, taking the extra base, almost always scoring on those hits when you're at second base. That make it, to me, it makes a big difference.
And no doubt, and you're putting pressure on a team, like even on a simple base hit, you got to field it cleanly. You got to throw through. It's got to be accurate. The catcher's got to make a great catch and a great tag. Like, you're asking a lot, even though they're in the bigs. And I feel like their late game heroics, like, there's just so much new and fresh and fun. Like, Verlander does not pitch well the other day. I thought he got squeezed a little, but he didn't pitch well. And that game was going back and forth. Late game heroics, they find a way to win that one. Even yesterday, you give up a couple early. You know, Jordan Hicks was really up in the zone, and you find a way to win that game. Then I find out that there's this BMF belt that they've got in the dugout, right? And Jung Woo-Lee's got this championship belt. This team feels very resilient and they feel very connected and very human, which I don't think I could have said about this team in years past, whether it's their reactions to Fitz scoring the other day, Mato scoring, they're pouring out of the dugout. Like, there's a bond that's forming and I can feel it from the fans into the players and back and forth. Like, Dave, you're with this team. Can you feel that same thing?
For sure. And you know, some of it is just how you build a team. And look, I'm trying to think of the examples of the short-term players we've had here over the last several years. A lot of them are really good guys and care about their teammates. I don't want to paint the picture that Michael Conforto and Jorge Soler and these guys who came and weren't here for long. I mean, those guys signed multi-year contracts, but you know, the one-year prove-it type, the Gosmans, the Rodons, the, you know, those type of players, a lot of those guys were good teammates and cared about each other. I don't want to say that that the issues that are happening now just didn't exist at all back then. But I think there is a difference when you have a roster that looks around the room and says, hey, you know, we can be together for a long time. We can be, this is our team now and for a while, and I think that's what you got going on now. And there's a trust of, like, we're not on a short leash. We can do this. This isn't an instance where we have to prove ourselves every single day, where we're playing for contracts, where you want that motivation, you want competition, you want all those good things, but you also, I think, Buster really values the continuity of a team that knows it's going to be together. There will be moves. There are going to be guys sent up and called up and sent down and whatnot. But I think for the most part, this group knows this is our team, and that's a pretty powerful thing.
Talking with Dave Fleming, Giants broadcaster here on the Morning Roast with Pizzoni and Shasky. Just Giants are red hot right now, 8-1. And through all this Warriors talk, Dave, because obviously we're the home of the Warriors, there's so much, but like, we're getting people calling all the time. It's like, man, we got to talk some Giants right now, because what they're doing this to start the season, we haven't really seen in quite some time. And it feels different. Like, Shasky was at the ballpark. We had a lot of people here at opening day. Like, obviously the ballpark's going to pop, and it's Giants opening day. That's always special. And the weather-wise, it's just been unbelievable. But now, you know, like, with wins comes expectations, and they got to keep winning for us to be engaged. But part of that is just the approach at the plate for me just looks totally, I'm not going to say different, because they do have some people from last year to this year. And, you know, Bob Melvin going through all those years in Oakland and Farhan and just getting on base. But the approach, have you seen anything different from your vantage point up in the booth this season compared to last?
Yeah, I think it's a little less focused on every hitter. The way Pat Burrell put it to me was in spring training, I thought this was really a good way to think about this. Like, it's easy to say, get a runner over or get him in from third. But what Pat wants these guys to focus on is being aggressive with a specific game plan in those situations. Like, okay, I need to get a ball in the air so I can get a guy home. What's the pitch that I'm looking for to get that ball in the air and be ready to attack that pitch? And so instead of like maybe a more ambiguous, and I think the Giants have good hitting instruction here for a while now. They've had a lot of talented coaches over the last 5+ years on the hitting side. But I think there is less of an emphasis on like working the count and drawing walks and taking pitches, and more of an emphasis on like a specific aggressive game plan to accomplish what each at bat requires. And it's not just get the guy in. It's get the guy in with a real plan for how to do it and being aggressive in executing that plan. And I have noticed that. And yesterday's the absolute perfect example, the Wilmer Flores at bat. Wilmer comes up to the plate against the guy who throws 100, and he's been sitting on the bench all game. What are you trying to do? Like, you're not trying to hit the ball over the fence. You already got the guy in scoring position. That's the winning run. Like, you're trying to find a pitch and look for a specific pitch. Can I get the barrel on the ball and hit it up the middle hard? And that's what Wilmer was looking for. He got it. He did it. Game over. Like, it's never simple in this game.
No.
But it becomes a little simpler when you approach it the way the Giants are approaching it these days.
No doubt. There's so many little things I want to get into, you know, holding runners on, the high leg kicks from Camillo, just mixing things up. But he's been really good. I don't want to dwell on it. He's been really good, and I'm glad that they got out of that game with a win yesterday, because we'd be talking about him today. But I want to get into the ninth inning, the Victor Robles play down the line. When they used to have the bullpens on the field, I remember Dustin Moore fell over one of the pitching mounds trying to make a play and almost blew his knee up, and it was like, all right, we've got to kind of like reevaluate where these pitching mounds are. And it took a long time for them to finally put him into center field and reconfigure the field. What do you do with this netting that you have and that play? I mean, he's lucky he didn't break his neck. I hope he's okay. It's a hell of a play. I mean, one of the best plays I've ever seen down into that corner. Do you put padding up? I love that we have the nets up. I bring my little boy. I don't want to have to think about every single pitch, worrying about his safety, because even if I'm paying attention the entire time, you turn for a second, I mean, you could kill someone sitting in those front rows with a foul ball, especially off a lefty down the third baseline or a righty down the first baseline. But seeing a player land in that area, I know it's super unfortunate. It's super random. What do we do with that, Dave?
I don't think there's a I think it was a random enough event. Now, it was a tremendous play, great effort. I don't want to tell a guy not to do that. But I think those nets in as a whole have been a player safety plus. Like, totally. You see a lot of instances of a player using that net to sort of cushion a fall, or you make a catch and kind of lean in and balance yourself off the net. We haven't seen a lot of guys just Superman into the net like he did. And, look, I applaud him for a tremendous effort, an amazing effort. But I don't think we need to tweak what those – I think the nets are fine. I hope he's okay. I think as a whole – they're a net. I don't think there's anything about, I mean, if the net doesn't exist, if you don't have the net there, does he jump over the wall? I doubt it. Does he try to lean? You know, maybe players do need to reconsider, like, the full on, the net is my safety blanket and I can whatever I want there. I don't know. I, that's a, that's a hard one, but I think I wouldn't blame the Nets.
No, I'm not blaming the Nets. I think what I want is maybe that wall is a little taller, and so instead of him at like waist length running into it, maybe it's another couple of feet, and he shoulders the wall there as opposed to, you know, getting kneecapped. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I want the Nets to stay. I want to make that very clear. The Nets are a net positive.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, I didn't even mean to do that.
Remember when Petco first opened, they had like a 3-foot wall.
Yes.
And it was horrible. Like, guys kept getting tripped up, and it really would kneecap them. I was terrible, and they finally fixed that. It's still not perfect there. So I think that is a worthy topic. Like, consider... can you heighten that, raise that wall just a little bit and make it a little safer? I say that's worth considering. But overall, I think it was more of a fluke play.
All right, Dave. I think I hear that twinkle. Where is it? Oh, there it is. All right. We know you're going to be on the call. ESPN, Masters Week. We got a degenerate gambler in the back. Not myself, of course, or Joe Shasky. I'm going to throw Carter, our producer.
But I just can't quit Jordan Spieth. It's like Fred Couples. I will forever.
Not the big boys.
I will forever say Jordan Spieth, top three finisher.
Who are we sleeping on heading in to the Masters, Dave Fleming?
The music does sound good, doesn't it?
Oh,
it does.
So good. Magnolia Lane.
I was looking at, I pulled up, first of all, it's goofy to look at the world golf rankings these days because they're just so different with the live guys. You got to turn that music down. I can't even hear myself now. I looked at the world golf rankings. Sepp Straka stood out to me as a guy who has always played well there, it seems to me. I think that the thing about the Masters, seriously, we got to kill the music. I can't hear it on my phone. It's Blair is
there's no snare in his headphone. Fleming M's headphone.
Yeah.
Fleming M. That's a 10.
My bad. Straka is a guy who makes birdies, you got to be able to make birdies at the Masters. I like Stan Lowry on that golf course. The Masters, way more than any other tournament, is you bet or predict based on who has played well there. Mm. It is a course that favors certain players and certain styles of players. My number one piece of advice for anybody who's picking the Masters is you go off history of players there. A lot of people are going to pick Oberg, and he hasn't been perfect this year, but he's so talented. He is going to win one of these things sooner rather than later, and this could be his week. I could easily see that happening. There's always the Rory question. But the problem with Rory is for all the early history of success at Augusta, lots of great rounds, lots of contention. Lately, it hasn't been that way. And that's hard to fight against in this tournament. This is the most, by far, this is the tournament that you lean most on past history here.
So no Scottie Scheffler going back to back? No.
Oh, sure, he's got a great chance. But, I mean, it is hard to go back-to-back. He showed a lot this last week. He has not been in totally great form this year. I mean, he's played well, but not at his super high standard. Last week, he flashed that high standard. So, Scheffler, for sure, if you're a two-time champion at this place, you are going to be in the mix, period. Like, there's a reason why Fred Couples kept playing well here. There's a reason why Ben Crenshaw, way past his golfing prime, came back and won here. This place favors the guys who've done it there. Like, and Scotty has done it there. So, absolutely, he is. There's a reason he is the betting favorite. Like, he is going to be in the mix in this tournament. No doubt about that.
Not since 2001-2002, Tiger Woods to do it, and only Sir Nick Faldo, and Jack Nicklaus to do it back to back.
Fly safe.
And this would be a good year to pick something like that because, I mean, let's just face it, the LIV guys are not as prepared, and so many of the best players, most talented players in the world who've played well at Augusta before are LIV guys now. And period, they're just not in good form. No. So it's the field, which changes how you sort of predict the thing. And if you eliminate those guys, and I'm not saying eliminate them, but if you downgrade their chances, it makes Scotty even more likely to be right at the top.
Living on an edge, Dave Fleming joining us here on the Morning House. Dave, good stuff. Enjoy the week.
Fly self, buddy.
Enjoy the golf. And enjoy Florida, Houston, real quick. Florida, Houston. Who you got tonight?
I think I'm going with Florida. I mean, okay. Part of it is I know Todd Golden real well from his time here in San Francisco, so there is a rooting interest for me. Part of it is I think Walter Clayton is just freaking amazing. That guy is a. I don't know. Cooper Flagg was the best player in the country.
Yeah.
And Jani Bruin was awesome, but you could argue that Walter Clayton was as good as those guys and has been in this tournament. So I think I'm going Florida, but don't count the, it's a tough call because Houston is so, so tough. But I'm going Gators to win it all.
There you go. Chomp. That's Dave Fleming. Hey, Dave, good stuff, man.
See you,
appreciate
buddy.
It.
Guys.
Gone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.